Blackstone Audio presents Ratings Are Murder by R.R. Irvine. This book is read by Richard Waterhouse. To John L. Breen. 1. "Your money or your life," shouted the masked bandit, pressing a gun to Bob Christopher's nose. The robber was wearing an old-fashioned duster and a bedraggled Stetson from which rain sluiced in a torrent. Christopher, his hands full, tried sidestepping, but more Wheeler dealers closed around him. Among them, Babe Ruth, Winnie the Pooh, and a Mae West look-alike, real enough to put a pistol in your pocket. All things being equal, contestants for the 30 minutes of avarice called Wheeler Dealers that followed the news each night on Channel 3 were selected on the basis of how original their costumes were. Of course, the show's producers also took into account those indefinables they liked to call personality, otherwise known as bosoms and hairy chests. "For God's sake," Christopher muttered. "Can't you see I'm in a hurry?" Paying no attention, the Wheeler dealers plucked at him eagerly. He shuddered, and the stack of videotape cassettes he was sheltering under his raincoat teetered dangerously. If they got wet, he would lose the tornado story. The bandit cocked his gun, real enough looking to make Christopher wince. "Don't you recognize Jesse James when you see him?" "Me and everybody else," Christopher snapped irritably. He didn't have time for Wheeler dealers today. In fact, if he didn't get moving, there'd be no hope of finding a tape editor. "What do you mean?" A whine had crept into the bandit's voice. "We ran the old Tyrone Power movie about Jesse last week. Ever since, he's been a glut on the game show market." "I'm Frank James," the man said hastily. Christopher shook his head, momentarily dislodging the gun. "Billy the Kid?" "I'm not the one you have to convince." The masked man withdrew the weapon far enough to take a threatening bead on Christopher. "Don't try putting anything over on me. I've seen you on the tube. Maybe on the news." "You're not Bill Bowser?" Now there was a compliment to draw blood. Bowser, though handsome enough to grab rating points, was Wheeler Dealers' host. "I'm Robert Christopher." Jesse James swore, then popped the six-shooter into his mouth and pulled the trigger.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?